There's no need to defend Mussolini against the charge that he was a practitioner of organized political violence, as some of his more friendly biographers have tried to do. It's easier to concede the points of both defenders and critics. Yes, the socialists and communists he was fighting were often just as bad as the fascists. And on other occasions, the fascists were much worse. At the end of the day, however, the salient fact was that in a nation torn by economic and social chaos, as well as political bitterness in the wake of the Versailles Treaty, Mussolini's message and tactics triumphed. Moreover, his success had less to do with ideology and violence than with populist emotional appeals. Mussolini promised to restore two things in short supply, pride and order. The precipitating events in his rise are controversial for reasons not worth dwelling on. Suffice it to say that the March on Rome was not a spontaneous revolutionary event, but a staged bit of political theater designed to advance a Sorellian myth. The violence between fascist and other left-wing parties reached a crescendo in the summer of 1922 when the communists and socialists called for a general strike to protest the government's refusal to clamp down on the fascists. Mussolini declared that if the government didn't break the strike, his fascists would do it themselves. He didn't wait for or expect a response. When the Reds launched their strike on July 31st, Mussolini's squadristi, made up largely of skilled ex-military troops, broke it within a day. They drove the streetcars, kept the traffic moving, and most famously, got the trains running on time. Mussolini's strike-breaking tactics had a profound effect on the Italian public. At a time when intellectuals all over the world were growing cynical about parliamentary democracy and liberal politics, Mussolini's military efficiency seemed to transcend partisan politics. Just as many today say we need to get beyond labels in order to get things done, Mussolini was seen as moving beyond the tired categories of left and right. Similarly, like certain modern liberals, he promised what he called a third way that was neither left nor right. He just wanted to get things done. With the public largely behind him, he planned to break a different sort of strike, the parliamentary deadlock that had paralyzed the government and hence progress. He threatened that he and his black shirts, so named because Italian special forces wore black turtlenecks, which quickly became a fashion among fascists, would march on Rome and take the reins of state. Behind the scenes, King Vittorio Emanuele had already asked him to form a new government, but Il Duce marched anyway, reenacting Julius Caesar's march on Rome and giving the new fascist government a useful revolutionary myth that he would artfully exploit in years to come. Mussolini became prime minister and fascist Italy was born. How did Mussolini govern? Like the old joke about the gorilla? However he wanted. Mussolini became a dictator, less brutal than most, more brutal than some. But he was also very popular.